I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez reaffirmed he's not going anywhere in response to learning that he's being indicted on 14 federal corruption charges. Let's look at how the case against Menendez might proceed with former federal prosecutor Robert Mintz. He heads white-collar criminal defense for McCarter & English. It's a New Jersey law firm. Mr. Mintz, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
What's the burden of proof for the government in this case?
Well, this case boils down to what is a very classic case for the government in a political corruption case. The government has charged a quid pro quo relationship between Senator Menendez and a longstanding friend of his, Dr. Melgen. And what the government has to show at the end of the day is beyond a reasonable doubt that Senator Menendez accepted gifts in exchange for performing official acts on behalf of Dr. Melgen.
Though you use the term friend, as does Menendez, and does the nature of the relationship, if it is primarily a friendship, does that change the facts in the case or the interpretation thereof?
I think we can anticipate that the friendship defense will form the cornerstone of the Menendez defense team response to this indictment. So Senator Menendez will argue that the gifts that he received from Dr. Melgen grew entirely out of their longstanding friendship and had nothing to do with any official acts that he took on Dr. Melgen's behalf. At the end of the day, what the government will argue is that in isolation, while any one of these gifts or one of these official acts might seem to be somewhat benign, taken in their totality, they demonstrate a pattern of conduct in which the trade-offs for political favors becomes an unavoidable conclusion.
Dr. Melgen was also indicted. How likely is it that the government will try to get him to split from his friend, Bob Menendez, and perhaps turn against him?
The divide and conquer approach is a standard playbook approach for federal prosecutors, and there's no question that the assistance of Dr. Melgen here would greatly enhance the government's case. At this point, Dr. Melgen is standing firm in lockstep with Senator Menendez, but there's always the possibility that he could break off at some point and decide to cooperate with the government in exchange for a more lenient sentence.
Past is certainly not necessarily prologue, but it's interesting to look in a historical sense. Menendez is apparently the 12th U.S. senator indicted while in office. Only six were convicted. Two of those had their convictions overturned. Now, New Jersey is also in that rank. Of course, the late Democrat New Jersey Senator Pete Williams involved with the Abscam sting operation.
The government's record on gaining convictions in these cases is somewhat spotty. The public integrity section of the Department of Justice, which is bringing this case, are hoping here for a win in what is undoubtedly going to be a very high-profile case that will be very vigorously contested by Senator Menendez.
How is that win defined, though, and is it more likely that a deal, in some sense, will be cut?
Senator Menendez has given every indication that he is going to fight these charges, and I suspect that at the end of the day, there will be no deal, and Senator Menendez will take this case all the way to its conclusion. Anytime you've got public corruption charges against a public official, they are essentially fighting for their political life. Senator Menendez has had a long career in politics in New Jersey. He began in the state legislature. He moved up to Congress, and he's now been a United States senator for quite a few years, and he has given every indication that he intends to fight these charges all the way.
To what extent can politics muddle the legal proceedings in terms of Menendez's alliances and strengths, both in the Senate and with his constituency in the Garden State?
I don't think politics will actually seep into the courtroom itself and influence the case, but we have seen Senator Menendez and his defense team already raise the specter that there could be some politics coming into the decision to proceed with this case, given the fact that Senator Menendez has taken some difficult stances and some aggressive stances opposing the Obama administration on certain foreign policy issues. The Department of Justice has historically been largely immune to political influences. It's one reason why the U.S. Attorney's offices have been independent from Washington and why the Department of Justice has often relied on career prosecutors and not people who have been involved in politics in making the decisions about whether to proceed with cases. But in a case where a United States senator is indicted, it does go all the way up to the U.S. Attorney General. And in this case, we know that Eric Holder himself had to sign off on this indictment in order to allow this case to proceed.
Mr. Mintz, thanks so much for joining us to shed light on NewsWorks Tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Robert Mintz is a former federal prosecutor. He heads white-collar criminal defense for McCarter & English, a New Jersey law firm.